Well, I think that, of course, it doesn't make things any easier. I think what it could end up doing is just complicating things a little bit, because we are scheduled to pick a jury on the state charges in Chautauqua County in October. And given the fact that we're going to be prepping and getting ready for jury selection and trial down there in October, it's going to, at the very least, raise some concerns and some issues with what happens at that trial. So we have to be a little more cognizant. We have to be a little bit more aware of certain things that might come up or might not come up during that trial that could be used later on federally. So we have to be aware of that.
What makes these two, you know, cases different in terms of the charges that, you know, he's facing, and how you'll have to operate in this case?
Yeah, sure. I think that what you find typically is that on state charges, there appears to be more of a substantive allegation as to what someone does. For example, shooting someone, stabbing someone, stealing something. It's a physical type act. What you see often in federal charges is the more of a conspiracy type of allegation, or allegations that are based on one's intent or what they intend on doing. So sometimes the proof or what the federal government has to be able to demonstrate is often quite different than in the state charges.
I mean, are these likely to overlap on trial? Like, you know, this could take years, sounds like, with some of the classified documents and discovery.
It's a good question. Federally, the charges can take years, but we're close to the end on the state. Now, that being said, I don't know how long a trial will take, but I can tell you that any of the federal issues that come up later on, or the things that we have to do in defending the federal matter, are going to take several months and even into years. They could. We'll be done with the state with trial by the end of October, November. Now, the only thing you have to be aware of with the state charge is that, depending on what happens at trial, certainly appeals can be filed. And if appeals are filed, those can take years. And if it takes subsequent time to straighten out the appeals, or they come back on trial, they could overlap with the federal. So yeah, that could very likely or could possibly happen. But in any regard, the one thing you have to be aware of now is, now that formally there's two separate jurisdictions pending, we have to be aware of what's being done in both of those. And doing one thing in one jurisdiction can have a domino effect on the other. So you have to be very conscious of what's going on in both.